Jess in with you this morning. It's time for the brief. Thanks to Joplin Lawyers. And this morning, Louise Nielsen from Joplin Lawyers joins me this morning. Louise, how are you doing?
Well, Jess, how are you today?
Not too bad, thank you. Now, this morning we're talking about the process of selling a house. My housemates at the moment are going through this process, and I must admit I've asked a few questions about bits and pieces that have been going on. So I guess, Louise, where do you start?
Yeah, thanks, Jess. So residential property generally can't be advertised for sale until a contract for sale of land has been prepared. So it's really important when you think about or decide to sell your property or list it for sale that you contact your lawyer or your conveyancer straight away to have a chat about the process of preparing the contract. Now, every contract must contain a certain set of documents called prescribed documents. They include things such as a title search, drainage diagram, and a current zoning certificate that gets issued by the local council. If your property has a pool, then there also needs to be added to the contract a certificate of compliance to your pool and a valid certificate of registration. So they're just some things that you need to think of before you actually get to the point of listing it for sale with your agent or if you're doing it privately on the web.
Yeah. Is it generally an easy sort of process to get all those documents sorted initially?
It's a really simple process, Jess. Generally, all you need to do is make a phone call to us. We will take your instructions over the phone. It's a process that generally takes around about 10 to 15 minutes. That allows us then to get all the information in relation to the property that you're selling so that we can then commence the searches that we need to do to attach them to your contract for sale of land. A contract can be prepared just within a couple of days generally, and the way we do it at work is that as soon as we get instructions from a client, we open our file and we have a draft contract prepared that afternoon.
Yeah.
The zoning certificate that comes from council can take up to a week sometimes to issue, so it's important that you call your conveyancer as soon as you're ready to list your property for sale so that the ball can get rolling in terms of preparing that contract, so that as soon as the agent is ready and your photos are all taken and ready to be listed, that marketing contract is ready to go.
Fantastic. So what's the next process or next step, I should say, after that, I guess, so wait and see if someone wants to buy your property?
Yeah, so when you list it with an agent, or even if you decide to list privately, there are a couple of main ways that you can sell residential property, and they generally are by private treaty or by option. Private treaty is when you set a price and your property is listed for sale at that price. There are some benefits of a private treaty sale, and that just gives the vendor some greater control over the sale. It offers time for potential purchasers to consider the purchase and prepare their pre-inspection reports and things. It gives you as the vendor the ability to extend the time for which your home is for sale indefinitely. So if the market slows down, you still retain that control of when you sell, how you sell, and for how much.
Yeah. So now someone is interested in your property, they want to buy it, it's agreed to, I guess, for want of a better way to put it. What happens then?
Okay, so we get through what's called a sales advice, and that gives us the details of who you're selling to and the price, as well as any special conditions or any special agreements that may have been reached through the negotiation process. Once we've got that sales advice, we update the marketing contract, and then we submit that contract to the purchasers and their solicitor for them to consider and then sign before we get to exchange. So just exchange is the point where the parties are committed to proceed with the contract. Up until the point of exchange, you as the vendor can walk away and sell the property to anyone else, or the purchasers can walk away as well and decide not to buy. So we really like to get to that point of exchange as quickly as we can, so that the property sale is secured for you.
So once the exchange is all done, is that basically it? Keys get handed over?
No, so exchange is the first step. Exchange okay. is locking everyone into the deal. And then there's a time frame between exchange and settlement. And that's generally between 28 or 35 or 42 days, so 4, 5 or 6 weeks. At that settlement time, that's when the purchase money gets paid or the balance of the purchase money gets paid by the purchaser and when keys get handed over.
Yeah. That's easy. And then that's it. We're all done.
That's it. Job done.
Fantastic stuff. And that side of the between exchange and settlement, is that usually a pretty easy process as well? Like there's never usually any trouble?
Really, yeah, no, it generally is a really simple process for a vendor. We will contact after exchange their mortgagee, if there is a mortgagee, to arrange for the necessary discharge documents to be prepared. We arrange for the settlement adjustment sheets to be prepared. We book in the settlement. We do all the bits and bobs that need to be done to ensure that the transaction is smooth for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, if anybody is starting to sort of go through this project, this process, I should say, of course, give Joplin Lawyers a call. And the best way to get in touch with you?
Our number is 6572-2442.
Beautiful, Louise. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Thanks for having us.